Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the fifth day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechet Ksubos, Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Yud. There is a halacha that a husband is always Yerush's wife. If his wife dies in his lifetime, he gets everything that she owns, or everything that she's brought into the marriage. So therefore, all the things in the Ksuba, including the dowry that she's brought in from her father's house, the husband will inherit it if she dies before the husband does. The Chachamim were worried about the following thing, and that is that a father who's contemplating giving his daughter in marriage, her hand in marriage, and he wants to give his daughter a nedunya, a nice dowry, there is a concern, and that is, what happens if my daughter dies in the life of her husband? Then the dowry will go to her husband. And after he dies, it goes to the rest of all the children who must be shared with all the family, not just my grandchildren getting it, but everybody, all the others. I'm not happy about that. I'm not going to give in a big dowry. People might think twice about giving a nice dowry to their daughter, if that is the halacha, if that is the case. And then if people won't give a nice dowry, that people won't be able to get their daughters married so well. It's a problem. So the Chachamim made a special takona, a special enactment, and that was, it's called the Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin, the Ksuva of the male children. And what does that mean? That means that if the wife will die in the life of the husband, then after he dies, the dowry or the amount of money, the her ksuba and the dowry, will not be shared with the rest of the family, but only with her children, only with the boys, the ksuvas bonin dichrin. That means that the father, her father, the colour's father, knows that in the event of her daughter, of his daughter dying first before her husband, he knows that the Yerusha of the dowry, who's going to get that dowry, is going to be his grandchildren that come from her. That's called Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that this is also a Tanai based in, and even if it wasn't written into the Ksuba, it must be kept. Says the Mishnah, Loi Kosovla, what happens if the husband did not write in the Ksuba, Benin Dichrin Di Yehoven Lechi, that any Minai, that any boys that you will bear from me, Inun yirtun kesav ksubsech, that they will inherit the money of your ksuba. Yasser al cholakoin dimachen, over and above their portion that they will inherit equally with the other brothers that come from another mother, with the rest of the Yerusha. Even if he didn't write that, chayov, the husband is nevertheless obligated to keep this condition, shehutnai based in, because it's a condition of Beis Din, regardless of whether it's actually written into the Ksuba or not. Mishnah Yud Aleph. One of the conditions or one of the Ksuba is that the girls, the daughters, before they are the age of a Bagaris, before they're 12 and a half, they have to be sustained, have to be maintained from the properties or the estate of their father after he dies until they get married, and married means kiddushin, until they get someone who has given their kiddushin. And our Mishnah is going to tell us that this was also a tenai Beis Din, a condition that Beis Din has put down for a marriage, whether or not it's written in the Ksuba. Says the Mishnah, what happens if the husband did not write in the Ksuba to his wife, Benin, benon nukban di haven lichi minai, any female children that you will have from me, any girls, Yehevion Yoson Bivesi, they have the permission to have accommodation in my house, Umitaznon min nichosai, and that they shall be sustained from my estate, Adi Snasvon Lugovrin, until they are taken up by men, in other words, until they've had kiddushin. Even if that's not written, chayov. The husband is nonetheless obligated to keep that condition. And he has to, indeed, after he dies from the estate, the girls must be given this support until they get married or until they reach the age of Bagaris. Shahutan I based in, because that too is a condition set by based in, and therefore it doesn't matter if it's written in the ksuba or not. The husband is obligated to keep it anyway.